would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with...
Friends and family, it is with great joy and anticipation that we gather together in the presence of God to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Marriage, we know, was sanctified by God and honored by Christ, created for the enjoyment of God's people. Therefore, we enter into this time uniting Kristen and Ryan as one with reverence for who God is. May I ask, who gives this woman to be married to this man? Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you so much for bringing together Kristen and Ryan for this very moment. We thank you, Father, for the love that they have between one another. And we pray, Father, that you would bless this time and help us to know your presence in a mighty, powerful way. And it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Kristen and Ryan, you would agree that love is a wonderful thing. You might even agree that love is all you need, and it makes your worlds go round. It's the very reason you're standing before me today. So there's really only one thing I need to say. Love one another. Keep loving one another. Not just today or next week, or while the fire is still burning, but love one another all the time. Make it a personal priority. You'll never go to bed angry. The reality of this moment is you're about to make a promise before God and all these people to love one another for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in richness and in health. Now, most of these situations you're probably okay with, but then they go and turn the tables, don't they? It's not just for better, it's for worse. It's not only when the funds are plenty, but it's when the money runs out. And let's not forget, it's not only when you're feeling great, but Ryan, it's also when you're holding Kristen's hair back when she's making personal friends with the throne. You see, love isn't always happy, happy, happy. It can get rather messy. So you kind of knew there just wasn't one thing to say. There's more than loving one another. It's realizing where love comes from. You can't call an 800 number. You can't order it online. You can't go to a store and buy it. You need to realize love comes from God. There's not a single marriage here today guaranteed to be made in heaven. But love is. To understand that true love is to understand God's love. And his love has no conditions. He doesn't say, Ryan, I'll love you if you kill an elk every year for the next 40 years. Now you might actually enjoy that. But God doesn't add bag limits per year for you to be loved. And Kristen, God doesn't say, I'll love you if you work 20-hour shifts at the hospital. He loves you as you are. God simply says, no matter what, I'll always love you. It doesn't matter how many times you make mistakes. You simply turn to him, and he's quick to forgive. But he doesn't stop there. He moves on, and he continues to love you. Somehow, I'm not sure why, but we get this idea that love is something sweet, it's something sappy. It's sort of like the thing you see in a Hollywood chick flick where everyone's been through half a box of tissues by the very end. But Ryan and Kristen, here's what true love really looks like. God sends his only son into the world so that we might live through him. Scripture tells us in 1 John, in this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. So the way to true love is a willingness to sacrifice your own needs for the sake of your loved one. You see, true love gives up its own rights in order to serve the other. Now, guess what? You're not going to be feeling that every single day of your married life. But because of that love, you'll do what needs to be done to maintain a healthy, happy marriage. You'll even go out of your way to serve one another, to build each other up. Remember the power of compliments? You look really good today. Ryan, I love when I get to spend time with you. And let those compliments continue to encourage you day by day. Those few minutes we talked about each day to listen to each other, take that to heart. But above all, maintain God at the center of your marriage. The closer you grow to Him together, the closer you grow to each other. Be patient, forgive always, and love one another like you've never loved before. Having heard these words, will you, Ryan, have Kristen to be your wedded wife? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful only unto her as long as you both shall live? If so, please say, I will. Kristen, will you have Ryan to be your wedded husband? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful only unto him as long as you both shall live? If so, please say, I will. Kristen and Ryan, the time is now here. You're ready to speak your vows to one another, a promise you offer not only to one another, but before God and these family and friends gathered today. Ryan, if you're ready, would you please repeat after me? I, Ryan, take you, Kristen, to be my wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish till death do us part. Kristen, I give you my all. Kristen, I give you my all and my trust. Kristen, would you please repeat after me? I, Kristen, take you, Ryan, to be my wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part. Ryan, I give you my all and my trust. Could I please have the rings? Ryan and Kristen, these rings are a symbol of your love, given as a promise to faithfully fulfill your vows. It's a symbol of eternity, an inward and spiritual bond that unites your two hearts. Ryan, you may take Kristen's ring and repeat after me. Kristen, I give you this ring as a symbol of my undying love and perfect devotion to you alone. With this ring, I thee wed. Kristen? You may take this ring and repeat after me, please. Ryan, I give you this ring as a symbol of my undying love and perfect devotion to you alone. With this ring, I thee wed. I invite you to stand before the two lighted candles to your side. These two candles that are lighted symbolize each of you in your own strength, in your own individuality, as you now light the third candle, it represents your decision to create, with God's blessing, a new reality. Notice the new and the larger light that you have created. So in your marriage, as in this service of light, be who you are, and with God's blessing, become together more than either of you are alone. Kristen and Ryan, you have committed yourselves to each other in this joyous and this sacred moment. Become one. Fulfill your promises, love and serve God, and continue to love one another. So by the promises made before us this day and the power vested me through the gospel of Jesus Christ, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss your bride. Friends and family, for the very first time, it gives me great honor to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Ryan Snyder.